How is he similar or different from Tom Brady? Because it seems to me like they do a lot more vertical down the field stuff than New England did.
Well, absolutely. But the thing with them is, too, they try to do some run things, sprinkle in some run things, and if they can run the ball, you know, once again, they come back to their play action pass. So we got to be able to stop their run game that they sneakily try to sneak in there. But bottom line is, with Drew Brees, you got to get him off spot. You can't just let him sit back there and pat the ball, because if you do, he's going to pick you apart. And they've got some big wide receivers on the edges. They've got some good tight ends. So, I mean, they've got weapons all the way across the board. We just got to make sure that we, you know, get Drew Brees off his spot, make him scramble around a little bit.
You know, is their home field advantage in the Superdome similar to what you guys had in the Metrodome? Because I know whenever I've been there, it's just been really loud.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Their fans do a great job of making that place one of the loudest in the league. And so anytime you go in there, you got to really go in there and try to weather the storm and just stay calm. And if we're able to do that, we execute well, I think we'll be okay. We'll be in the thick of things when it comes to the end.
How do you guard against a team that is desperate for a win? They can't afford to go 0-3.
The way you guard against teams that are desperate for a win is go out there and take care of what you can take care of. And by that, what I mean is, if we go out there and we execute the plays that are called and we take care of the jobs that we need to take care of as far as on our side of the ball, then that gives us our best opportunity to win. We can't worry about what they're doing. We got to do what we need to do.
Have you been able to do anything in particular to get into Drew's head? I mean, he's, you know, not Tom Brady, he's not Aaron, he's his own guy, but have you been able to have any success against him personally?
Well, I think the thing with Drew is he stays cool, calm, and collected. He's one of those guys that back there, you never see him panic. He's always just, you know, he goes out there, he competes, and he plays well. I mean, he's one of those guys that don't let anything really kind of get in his head. He just goes out there and plays every play like it's the last play. And you got to respect a guy that plays like that. So we got to go out there, we got to get in his face a little bit and try to get him off his mark a little bit.
Do you like playing against a guy that likes to throw the ball 40, 50 times a game?
I mean, I think as pass rushers, yeah, we love playing against those guys. But we also know that's very hard on the DBs when they got to run back there for 40, 50 times a game. So, you know, we just want to go out there. We want to have the most, you know, as close to a perfect game as we can possibly have and hopefully come out on top.
Now, the first game, you were on the field most of any defensive lineman, but it was like 73% of the plays. Last week, it was like 85. Do you see it switching from week to week, or is it one of those that you're thinking you'll be out there more often? Because I know you've said before that's something you prefer to stay out.
Yeah, I think it really kind of depends on the team we're playing. You know, the thing with them is, you know, sometimes you get teams in here that are more no huddle and stuff like that, and they don't really allow you to, you know, do those rotations and things like that. Whereas, you know, you get other teams that, you know, they like to huddle, they like to make sure they get their play call right, and you're allowed to do the rotation. Where we just got to be ready for anything, and just, you know, whatever happens, as long as we're on the field, we got to give it 110%.
Brian, look at a guy like Matt taking over as the number one back now. Do you think he's a guy who can be that guy in the backfield for you guys?
Yeah, I think we have the most confidence in Matt. I mean, I think he's proved himself over the last couple of years that he can run the ball, that he's a powerful back. And just, you know, he's one of those guys that just tries to go out there and give it everything he has, and that's what you got to respect out of a guy.
You seen his taking up a better leadership role or a more kind of vocal role, knowing that he's kind of that back there now?
No, I mean, Matt's Matt. You know, he doesn't talk a lot. He just goes to work every day, and that's what we love about him.
What's this last week going like for you?
I've just been getting ready for New Orleans.